Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back, my Muslim and Christian audience. We are continuing the topic of Jesus' crucifixion in Islam. And as I mentioned before, you can see the contradicting views and the confusion that Muslim scholars have and teach. Various Muslim beliefs concerning Jesus' death is very apparent from the Muslim scholars' writing. In view of Surah 4, verse 157-158, the majority of the Muslim scholars believe Jesus did not die at all, but that God lifted him up bodily into heaven, that he ascended alive to heaven. They believe this is how his life on earth ended. This is the majority of the Muslim scholars. Based on Surah 4, verses 157-158. However, on the other hand, well-respected Muslim scholars disagree. They point out surahs in the Quran that record Jesus' death. One of them is Surah 19, verse 33. Another, Surah 3, verse 55, and Surah 5, verse 117, also speaks of the death of Jesus, which states, "When thou didst take me up," I was born and raised in Egypt and studied Islam from the Arabic sources. Other English translations to these verses are more accurate, which state, "Take me to myself and cause me to die." Why? Because the Arabic word, the expression tawaffaytani, let me give you a quote from Dr. Mahmoud Shaltout, one of the previous president of Al-Azhar University in Egypt. He wrote, "It is entitled in this verse to bear the meaning of ordinary death." Okay? Tawaffaytani, because that's what the verse said. "When thou didst take me up," in some translation, other translation, "take me to thyself," other translation, "cause me to die." So Dr. Mahmoud Shaltouti said, "cause me to die" is the right translation. This verse have the meaning of ordinary death. There is no way to interpret death as occurring after Jesus returned from heaven, like some Muslim scholars try to convince us that he ascended, you know, God lifted him up to himself, but at the end of time, he will come back and then he will do a few things and then he will die. No, Dr. Mahmoud Shaltout said, because the verse very clearly limits the connection of Jesus to his own people of his own day. And the connection is not with the people living at the time when he returns. Many Muslim scholars continue to struggle with these verses that refer to the death of Jesus. Okay? Now, Abdullah Yusuf Ali, the famous commentator and translator of the Arabic Quran, his translation and commentary found almost in every mosque in the world, commented on Surah 4, verse 157, which states, "But they killed him not, nor crucified him." Ali said, I read in his Quran, "The end of the life of Jesus on earth is as much involved in mystery as his birth." And regarding Surah 4, verse 158, which states, "Nay, Allah raised him up unto himself," Abdullah Yusuf Ali writes, there is difference of opinion, you see? There is difference of opinion as to the exact interpretation of this verse. The words are, the Jews did not kill Jesus, but Allah raised him up to himself. One school holds that Jesus did not die the usual human death, but still lives in the body in heaven. That's one school, the majority, which is the generally accepted Muslim view, Ali states. And he continued to write, and he said, another holds that he did die, but not when he was supposed to be crucified, and that his being raised up unto Allah means that instead of being disgraced as a malefactor, as the Jews intended, he was, on the contrary, honored by Allah as his messenger. You see the confusion among Muslim scholars? Well, distinguished Muslim scholar and commentator such as Makhashri, Ibn Abbas, and others, very powerful commentators, state that Christ remained dead for several hours before being raised to heaven. In addition, Ar-Razi records that some Muslim theologians believe Jesus was dead for 3 hours, and the others say 7 hours. You see the confusion? Mawdudi, a renowned modern Muslim scholar in Pakistan, comments on Surah 4, verse 157, and wrote, after this, God, who can do any and everything he wills, raised Jesus to himself and rescued him from crucifixion, and the one who was crucified afterwards was somehow or other taken for Christ. Note the vagueness in his statement. Daraibadi, another noted Pakistani Muslim theologian, says it was not Jesus who was executed, but another, who was miraculously substituted. How and in what way is another question, and is not touched upon in the Quran for him. You see, my audience, this statement regarding the crucifixion is also obscure because of the vague, limited, and apparently contradictory verses in the Quran. Muslim scholars are unsure about the end of the life of Jesus on earth. My Muslim friend, Jesus endured the painful beating, whipping, bleeding back, carrying his cross, hung on the cross for 3 hours. Roman soldier thrust his spear on Jesus' side. Jesus was thrown in the tomb, and the Romans put large stone across the entrance. Jesus was in the grave for 3 days. There is no doubt that Christ was crucified and died. Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of Jesus, and Salome prepared the spices to anoint Jesus' body. When they arrived at the tomb, the angel said, do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you into Galilee. The gospel according to Jesus' disciple Mark chapter 16. My friend, God knew that you will make so many mistakes and do many wrong things and sin many times, and you will not deserve to spend eternity with him in paradise. Actually, justice demands that you will be separated from God forever and receive the punishment you deserve for everything, every wrong you did. However, because God is love, according to the gospel, God decided to personally take your place and receive your punishment that you deserve. He was able to pay the punishment that a human deserves by taking on an additional nature, a human nature, and coming to earth in the person of Jesus Christ. My friend, I invite you now to repent and put your faith in Jesus as your only savior from paying the punishment for everything wrong you did, every wrong thought you entertained, every wrong action you committed, every bad word you said, and you know the rest. The good news is that you only find in the gospel that God paid your penalty. Put your faith in Jesus. You don't have to face God's judgment after your life and on earth. Repeat this prayer after me. Dear God, thank you for loving me. I put my faith in Jesus, that he is my savior. I repent, God. I don't want to live far from you anymore. Thank you, God, for loving me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, please contact me. I would love to rejoice with you. Send you some free materials and maybe advise you to go to a church that teaches the Bible close to you. Rest of my audience, we are one family. We are one team serving our Heavenly Father together. No matter what your background is, you can contact me if I can be of further help to you, if I can pray with you, if I can help you share Jesus effectively with your neighbors, including your Muslim acquaintances and friends. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. God's grace with you. Peace. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.